This is the Norris Group's Real Estate Investor Radio Show, the award-winning show dedicated to thought leaders shaping the real estate industry and local experts revealing their insider tips to succeed in an ever-changing real estate market. Hosted by author, investor, and hard money lender, Bruce Norris.
Hi, thanks for joining us. My name is Bruce Norris, and today our special guest is Aaron Norris.
All right.
My son. Aaron, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
I think we're going to try and cover a number of topics, but we'll talk first about our website in the education space.
Okay.
Okay. So when you first came on, you know, we had product that was, you know, the best that I could produce. But when you came on, it looked like Goldman and Sachs all of a sudden. Well, and that was a pretty cool transition.
Well, I do have a Wall Street, you know, background, so acquisition and merger presentations for a Wall Street company for a number of years. So you'd have big bankers come down and say, I need an 80-page book in a week. And it was all the research that they were doing for a major presentation for a multi-billion dollar company. And I learned a lot from PowerPoint, Excel, Word. People sort of laugh when they watch me use those programs because I know all the shortcuts. I don't always have to use a mouse. That's pretty funny.
Remember when we were helping Mike create one of his products, and he was calling in for some changes, and you actually did them while he was on the phone. He's like, what?
I'm very efficient. You had to be in that environment. But yeah, I think what I liked about it is I like numbers, but I like more turning it into something that's readable and digestible. And that's the only reason I ended up coming for the Norris Group, is you're like, I need to create this. I don't think at the time we knew it was going to be a 400-page report with over 800 charts, but it came in handy.
What was fun is the audience reaction.
Yeah.
It was audible gasps as they opened it up, and it was sort of like a new dawn to our product type.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did all the education on the buying systems and all of that, but that was all physical material.
Yeah, we created over... Oh, geez. It was well over 1,200 pages the first six months I was with the Norris Group. That was a lot of information.
So what's interesting about the transition is now, and that used to cost thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's at a website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's, so what do you think the main difference is? Like before, you bought a product, you went home with it, it sat on your shelf, and a year later, it was a year out of date.
Well, you love the timing piece, and I think we just really had to rethink the education structure. You know, part of it's we want to be the anti-guru. It's really frustrating. I still take phone calls at least once a month with a guru who's in the space. They're teaching in the local area, and my last call was pretty funny. It was this lady who I'm so excited about getting into the foreclosure business. There's so many REOs. I'm like, are you by a computer? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, I need to go to Google and I need to just search Bank of America REO. She's like, okay, I'm here. She searched it up. She's like, there's a website. I'm like, click on it. She's like, okay, I'm here. I'm like, I need you to search Riverside. And she searched Riverside. She's like, there's only five. I'm all, yeah, there's only five. I was like, in California, the business has changed. If you and I would have talked 8 years ago, this would have been great. Welcome to California.
Yeah.
So what's hard is that these gurus, and a lot of them license their name to major marketing brands, and they're fascinating to watch. They're amazing marketers, but they get people probably that shouldn't be in the room. I've attended one of their sales seminars, and it was perfect, from the testimonials that come into the front of the stage that you think they're going to cry, to the testimonial that the opener from the video of the person that has a HDTV television show. I mean, it's beautiful. So how do we compete with that is that we'd be the best in the space. And to be the best in the space, it can't be something that's static. So we constantly have to be updating things, adding things of value. So we decided to digitize the entire investor series. So we have a library of over 60 hours of information now, because it's not getting smaller, it's only growing. So one of the things we've been working on this year is the buying systems. So we'll take a strategy, because a how-to piece doesn't typically change that much, but we're reviewing it for technology, things like that. And then on the back end, we'll do a radio interview, and then we'll do an extended session with how it changes by quadrant. So this is sort of the first full cycle that I've been around for, where technology has really changed the game in a lot of the ways that we do business. So being able to interview people with the history and the depth and to talk about how it's changed over the last decade, it's just really powerful. And I think it saves a lot of people time.
Let's pinpoint one chapter, and that's the outreach to people. So when I was first in the business between 1980 and 1990, I ran an ad in the newspaper. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Honest Investors pays cash for homes. Call me first. 50 calls a month. All the properties I wanted to buy. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1990, the calls tripled, but they were upside down, a great majority of them. And so all of a sudden, that's where the buying system kind of emerged from, is now realizing, okay, just because I know one way to buy, it doesn't mean it's always going to function. You have to do this, all this other stuff. But outreach has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's like the flexibility of having an online product versus a product that you just bought is on your shelf, is because now we can stay current.
Yeah. We can constantly update it when laws change. And I think that's very unique to us, is that we're California specific. So the timing piece is just unlike anything else on the market. And I think it's the most valuable. And then when we start having the conversation about the investor roadmap, that's even more fun for me. It's just, there's a lot of competition out there, and I'm looking for that blue ocean. How can we do things that nobody else wants to do? And I'm just very big about being passionate about what I do, or else I lose interest real fast. And so we sort of tweaked our mission a couple years ago. I don't even know if you know this.
You did. You did, right?
Okay, good. Building wealth and legacy through real estate. So there's the building piece, but we have the really awesome fortune of having the hard money loan business, to where I love it when people call me and they're tired of tenants, toilets, and trash, and they're ready to move on to passive. They end up being the best lenders because they know the business and they're ready to support the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
But that means we could have a life cycle of a customer for over 20 years.
Sure.
And helping them not only build wealth, but figure out how to leverage that into legacy for them and their family. And it's just, I love it. It's very cool.
It is pretty cool. We also have this, and it's constantly changing, and you're kind of in charge of it, is getting discounts for people
mm-hmm.
that are members of the website. So what are some of the products that they can buy at a discount, and what do you think of the future of that?
Sure. It's interesting. Some things have changed this year. We have our own that we've been getting for a while. We've negotiated, I think it's been with FedEx, with like Pro Flowers, just as a bunch of gifts. We've had partnerships with the Apartment Owners Association. So things like landlord software or credit checkup, things like that. But the community buying group just got bought out by the magazine Think Realty. And they're the magazine. They've got great website. They just launched a radio show. They're doing really interesting things in our space. And they also have a partnership with Realty Track, or Adam Data now. So it's a beautiful magazine. They've really done a good job. They've rebranded what used to be Personal Real Estate Magazine. Now it's Think Realty. They're doing stuff. But I think because of that branding that they're doing, now that they own Community Buying Group, it was a basket of discounts. So we've over doubled what we can offer, everything from Trash King to Sears, Lumber 84. I know they're working on some things. So it's a good pile. Even just our Staples discount alone, for them to go out and get what we're able to get, it's $300. So the goal for me is just to make it a no-brainer just by using a couple of discounts a year. They easily pay for it, or hopefully they do hard money loans with us and they get it for free.
That's right.
That's the goal, is just getting to work with people long-term.
Some of the content you had mentioned, and this is your invention, the investor matrix.
Oh, yeah.
People, first of all, they really appreciate that somebody takes the time to do that. They even ask you, why are you doing this?
Oh, it's so fun for me. I had a really good one yesterday, but you just never know. I get to end up talking to people who are really experienced, that this switch in strategies has just been really frustrating. So if you're not familiar with the investor roadmap, if you haven't seen it, it's something free what we do. We do a half hour session, and the goal is to back you into the strategies in this quadrant that you're going to like the most. So
because of who you are.
Right. So we ask four questions. What's your personality type? Are you introvert or extrovert? How active do you want to be in the business? passive or active, how much experience do you have, and what's your financial situation? If you give me those four things, then I'm going to start asking you questions about your background. I'm going to tell you where all the deals are coming from, what's working right now, and then based on all the things that we've just talked about, let's talk about your goals and what would really fit. If you come to me and tell me, I'm completely broke, horrible, no money, no credit, I'm an introvert, and I don't have time to be active in the business, I'm going to say, you know what, please don't go to a guru seminar, don't spend any more money, just take a break, you know, maybe get your real estate license if you'd like to learn, but right now you're going to hate your life. The cycle is not going to be fun for you.
That's right.
But I think the honesty is refreshing. You know, I don't mind telling people that there's nothing in it for me.
Well, and you know, there's another type of person that can call up and has got no money, no credit, but he's an extrovert. And that type of person can get immediately involved because he can probably attach himself with money
mm-hmm.
and make a living wholesaling very easily.
Yeah.
And so that's nice to know, because that's usually in the mind, you sit there and go, well, I can't do it because I don't have this.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you realize, well, wait a minute. Or you happen to be in a quadrant where what you have is really useful, you know, like land right now. So if you understood dirt
mm-hmm.
and you could take a look at a 20-acre parcel and say, we could divide that into lots and all that stuff. You know, that's not so great when it's REO time.
Right.
But there are times when that's very valuable. So that's what you're kind of meshing the two processes, who you are and what's needed in the marketplace and how to do a direct hit. That's what all of this has always been about. It's the timing seminars are big picture stuff, but it really gets down to what do you do tomorrow as an investor that is the best use of your time.
One of the next layers that we want to add to the portal on the buying system specifically is a lot of it is personality driven. So we have over a decade of radio shows, over 550 radio shows. What's cool about these is just like, you know what? I really want you to listen to this interview with Mike Cantu. Or I had an investor roadmap yesterday with someone who was great financially, and she had a very specific passion. And oddly enough, I was able to talk about the interview I just did with Common about co-living. And it worked perfectly with her nonprofit background and a very specific niche that she was interested in. Or my favorite is when I get to back into somebody's expertise and just, it's competitive. How do we back into what you're already doing to find deals? Got to talk to somebody who's an experienced flipper, and he happened to be an insurance agent. I'm like, do you get burnout leads? He's like, why? I'm all, you're the only person I've ever talked to that might even get wind of something like that. He's like, oh my God. I've never even thought about that.
Yeah, flood. Or,
right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, when you write checks, how often people do they just want to be done and they don't want to deal with what's to come?
Yeah, that's a one-time event for those people. They just had a fire. They don't know how to deal with that.
It's so fun. Because at some point, what's the saying? Use what you have to get what you need to get what you want.
Right.
Sometimes people just are so overwhelmed. They go to clubs or they go to these guru seminars. And number one, they're either doing a strategy that no longer works.
Right.
Or they're trying so many different strategies that are so unrelated. I want to do subject to and wholesaling and buying a trustee sale. You're like, those are very different things.
Absolutely.
And if you don't back into them, there's somebody who's working a lot harder on just that strategy, and it's going to kick your butt. So
the news blog that you do,
mm-hmm.
that's fun.
Yeah. You know, I started that as a service to our clients, just trying to pulse from, I think one of the hard things about being a real estate investor, we don't have a really strong advocate on a national level, pulling all the stories that are important to our work. And I think as a real estate investor, you have to know a little bit about everything, whether it's the mortgage industry, the real estate industry, the building industry, they're all competition, regulation, legislation, it all affects us. And sometimes when it comes to like vacation rentals, now we have to even be thinking at a municipality level, mm-hmm. the laws that are coming, it's just all happening so quickly. So yeah, the goal is just to pull some of the biggest headlines in real estate, pull it forward. And we do a blog every weekday, and then on Friday, we do just a fun video, just trying to pull the most salient points out of the week and what we think investors should know, and put it into a video and put it out on, oh geez, every platform you can imagine. I have some people that just, they love the radio show. Some people like the watch the radio show on YouTube. Some people listen to our radio show, the transcription. So you just never know where people like to absorb information. We're just hopefully there where they want us to be.
And how important is content? Because that's, you know, I know you mentioned that sometimes because that's a driver, I guess, if somebody goes online and mm-hmm. asks something.
Yeah. It's changing. So when I first was in the marketing, I've been in marketing and PR for going on 15 years. And when I first started the business, the word search engine optimization meant that if you were selling dog food and you had a website, you could just have one page with dog food 1,000 times and you would rank first on a site like Google. It's gotten a lot more sophisticated. One of the reasons we started our YouTube channel was I already knew that YouTube is owned by Google, and YouTube is the second largest search engine. I already knew it had the ability to transcribe every single word I was saying. So I'm giving away a huge tip for all you marketers out there, but every single one of my videos has my key terms in it. Surprise. And by the time my competition figured it out, I already had 10 years in the can, kind of thing. So it's just a game of trying to forecast and think of where it's going. But now we have to think about zero interface. So this is what I cover it in both of the talks that I do. I do a marketing and PR talk, and then I do a technology and its effects on real estate. And it's been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, it's been received well by even, you know, the realtor associations. And I got to do the state escrow, two escrow conferences at the state level. And I got really good reviews. And I guess I was afraid that, like, oh my gosh, you're not going to like to hear some of what I have to say. Mm. But overall, people aren't opposed to it. They're more interested in knowing how it's going to affect their work.
I would imagine a lot of the people, this is the first time they're hearing some of these things.
I didn't even, when you did your report, the 2% interest rates, $40 trillion debt, other surprise endings, you had me start going to robo conferences. And I loved it, number one. And the second one we went to in San Diego, I got to interface with the Amazon team, the Amazon Home. And I saw the potential, but that was the first year that Amazon Dot even came out that Christmas. It was brand new. And I'm like, I know this is about to happen, and I'm calling it voice search optimization, but I really have to know. When I ask Alexa for something, what systems are you pulling from to deliver that answer? Mm-hmm. And at the time, maybe they're being coy. They're like, you're ahead of the game. We don't know yet. But it's clear that when I ask for a realtor on the Amazon or Google, they're delivering answers right now. So I have a theory, and it's going to change. But unfortunately, there's five that we have to worry about. You've got Apple with Siri, which is by far the most established, but they're late to the game now. Amazon Alexa is just killing everyone. You've got Microsoft, who has Cortana. Facebook has M, and then IBM has Watson. So you've got these five different things that they're going to want you to, just like any other social media that us marketers have had to learn. You can't cheat the system. They want you to interact in their platform the way that they don't want you to be able to cheat. So on Facebook, I'll give you an example. We've been producing YouTube videos every week for years. Well, when Facebook started launching their own video, when I started pasting a link to YouTube, driving people away from Facebook and onto YouTube, all of a sudden I got a lot less views. And as soon as I started posting those videos natively on the Facebook platform, my views went through the roof. So they don't like each other.
They're not going to cooperate.
Well, the longer you stay on the site, the more money they make because of advertising.
Okay.
And all these algorithms, the internet is trying to make us stupid. 75% of YouTube views come from the algorithm suggesting other videos that you should watch based on what you've already watched.
Right.
So if you've been watching kitty videos, there's just a never-ending stream. 2 hours later, you're like, oh my God, what happened to the time? You know, so on both platforms, that's the game.
That's like, you know, the singing show mm-hmm. where you have an emotional, they'll have there, but then you got 20 more you can listen to. You know, you need to listen to two of those, then you got 20 more you can listen to.
Yep.
And you do sit there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty fascinating. Because of what we've done, a lot of people try to replicate. Is it harder to catch up now?
You know what? I don't think it's hard to catch up, but I think what's dangerous, and I think a lot of companies, it's not just real estate, make the mistake. They may figure out how to do something. They may be able to emulate someone in their marketing, but they don't know why.
Yes.
Which I think is far more important. And that really backs into brand. So when I ever talk about marketing PR, if you don't have your brand right of what makes you special, I can't work with you because I don't know, because you might have a very different path. If your target market is seniors, I'm not going to say, you know what, you really need to be on Snapchat. That would be a complete waste of your time. Mm-hmm. It's funny. I was pulling metrics on the LA market. There are in the city of LA, there's something like, I think, 3.6 million people. And on Facebook, there's over 5 million. And I think the daily circulation of the LA Times is it's around 400,000. But there are so far more Gen Y. I think the millennials are double the amount of even Generation X. But if I was trying to reach that target audience, I wouldn't be selecting necessarily the LA Times or the LA right. Magazine. But it's just so interesting to look at the demographics and the breakdown and the potential reach. But if you're not very clear on your brand and who your audience is, I can't even have a conversation about the technologies you should use, because what the one and two is really going to dictate the rest. So I get to talk to a lot of people about nerdy things. So those are things I do at night.
We also, at the website, we have a trusted investment book,
which yeah.
is actually a very valuable, I don't know how many pages it is, but it's actually a very valuable tool.
Yeah, and since we're moving into Florida, which I know we'll get to eventually, I'm having to rewrite one for Florida because it's a different set of laws. It's a mortgage state. So, yeah, and what's funny, you talk about, you know, can you catch up? I've had people completely copy our website verbatim, copy the buttons, the web layout. And I laugh because in the internet world, Google sees everything. I absolutely love my competition that hires people from other countries and asks them for ratings and reviews, which is important. But what they don't realize is that at some point Facebook or Google is going to be like, you don't do business in Pakistan. Why do you have 150 reviews from overseas? And so it's going to bite them in the butt, and they might have to end up completely starting over.
Right.
So I'm all about white hat strategies. It's more important for people to be authentic and find out what makes them special, know your audience, and then build the strategies on that you want to communicate with. It's a far more effective and sustainable way. And when you do that, you won't get into trouble either.
How did we get on the cover of the Think Realty magazine?
You know what? That was, that's been fun. You were in Hawaii and got to see us on the rack.
On the rack.
Our nieces saw us in New York. It's been fun. I've had friends in LA send us. It's been cool. That was a relationship.
I guess that's why I asked the question.
Relationship.
Reputation over a long period of time.
And they just happened to be doing an issue on legacy. And they saw you and I, father-son team, and the work we did with I Survive Real Estate and Make-A-Wish and the charity stuff. And that's how it ended up working. They've been a sponsor of I Survive Real Estate for a number of years. So they've been there and they've seen the unusual mix of people in the audience. And I mean, it's a weird event. It really is.
Well, we couldn't even describe it well enough for people that attended the first time that even really understood what they were coming for.
Oh, man. That was embarrassing.
Is this a seminar?
Yeah, and they're like, why are you auctioning off basketballs for a... Wait, there's breast cancer, an auction, and I don't know what's happening, but I'll come.
Yeah, that was nice. They did come, filled the house, filled it ever since.
Yeah, we typically sell out early. And what's really fun, and I think what's been really meaningful to me, is when you have somebody like a Doug Duncan pull you aside from chief economist Fannie Mae, who probably speaks at least 100 events a year, and tell you that this is one of his favorite events that he gets to speak at. And he's not the only speaker. No. The Mortgage Bankers Association has told me
David
that.
Kittle.
Yeah.
What's great about that is because there'll be a new person that talks to a David Kittle, and he goes, yeah, you got to go.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun when you kind of get that going on.
Yeah, the Mortgage Bankers Association, that Cosgrove, he said, oh, I talked to three other people who had been, and they're just like, oh, you have to go. It's a great event. I'm all, yeah. And he hadn't even experienced it yet. So, yeah, your reputation definitely follows you.
That's fun. And I think the audience, you know, there's an expectation this is going to be a cool night. And we're always keeping up with what's next. So. Mm-hmm. You know, this year there may be a new face on there or two.
We're working on it.
The industry changing.
Working on it. And okay. That's going to take several years to get there too, the tech.
Well, Aaron, thank you for spending time with us. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that are disrupting our industry.
All right.
Whether you're a buyer or a realtor.
Okay.
For more information on hard money loans and upcoming events with the Norris Group, check out thenorrisgroup.com. For information on passive investing with trust deeds, visit tngtrustdeeds.com.